Shadow had done 3 years in prison. He was big enough and looked don't f*** with me enough that his biggest problem was killing time. So he kept himself in shape and taught himself coin tricks and thought a lot about how much he loved his wife. The best thing, in Shadow's opinion perhaps the only good thing about being in prison, was a feeling of relief. The feeling that he'd plunged as low as he could plunge and he'd hit bottom. He didn't worry that the man was going to get him because the man had got him. He was no longer scared of what tomorrow might bring because yesterday had brought it. It did not matter, Shadow decided, if you had done what you had been convicted of or not. In his experience, everyone he met in prison was aggrieved about something. There was always something the authorities had got wrong, something they said you did when you didn't, or you didn't do quite like they said you did. What was important was that they had gotten you, despite the misery and the utter skin-crawling horror of incarceration. He was breathing relief.
Dear marketers, you have been brainwashed. It's not your fault. It's the industry's fault. The four P's. The unique selling proposition. The out-of-the-box approaches. We've been pre-programmed to follow the processes that everyone else follows, even though we call it something different. Crank out the same work, enter the same award shows, and then complain about how our clients don't let us do any good work. But the biggest thing we've been brainwashed to do is talk. A lot.
Chapter 18. Friedrich August von Hayek. Grand Seigneur on the Fence. Friedrich August's great-grandfather, Joseph Hayek, on account of his commercial success, was knighted by Emperor Joseph II a few weeks before the French Revolution in 1789. Chapter 1. A Wish. Once upon a time, in midwinter, when snowflakes fell from the sky like feathers, a queen sat sewing at a window with an ebony frame. Quietly, she worked on a beautiful dress she hoped to wear for the king's return. From the small village below the castle, the barking of dogs and shouts of playing children rang faintly through the air. Thin trails of smoke rose from snow-covered houses, and in the distance, a horse-drawn sleigh sped brightly jingling through the winter scene. The splendid sleigh passed the guards, and the herald stayed his streaming horses in front of the courtyard staircase, where the queen already awaited him. He knelt devoutly, and the royal servants tried to follow everything as inconspicuously as possible.
"Hail, noble queen!" the herald exclaimed. The queen, uncomfortable at him kneeling in the snow, beckoned him to rise. "My lord and king sends greetings to his wife, and notice that he intends to return to her and his court the first day of spring," the herald continued.
"We thank him for his message," the queen said with a smile.